Have you ever had him pick you up, take you to that field of grace? I know exactly what that means. First time I heard that song, I just wept like a little baby, because I'm very familiar with that field of grace. Some people want you to believe that it's always the mountaintops. It's always victory, and it's always shouting happy and just good to be saved. But I think for every child of God, there are those days when you really don't give a rip. You could really care less. All you can think about is yourself and your own set of problems. Amen. You say, oh, I'm not like that. Well, you're not human. I'm like that, and I have those days when I don't want to get out of bed. I don't see anybody. I don't even want my phone to ring. I just want to crawl in a hole somewhere. I saw an antidepressant commercial the other day, and this little black blot, I couldn't figure out what it was following this lady around. It was her black hole, and that black hole was trying to suck her into that black hole. And I thought, man, I've got one of them too. Mine's a whole lot bigger. Mine's a black lake following me around. And they said that drug would keep you out of that hole. I said, yeah, I got a pill for that too. It's the gospel. Amen? Yeah. Amen. Thank God Jesus has pulled me out of that hole more than one time. Take your Bible. Thank you, Brother Todd. Take your Bible and turn with me to Psalms chapter number 23. I make no apologies, but I'm stuck here. I don't know if you've ever been in your Bible for any amount of time and there's a scripture or a chapter or even a book that you just can't get away from. It just seemed like these last few weeks, even in my daily Bible reading, something will lead me and pull me back to Psalms 23. And I know probably more than any other chapter in the Bible, it's probably been preached more than any one passage of scripture, but I promise you this, it has not been exhausted. Amen. I guarantee you there's still honey in the pot. There's still water in the well. We're going to look at Psalms 23, and then you can go ahead and turn your Bible if you want to be looking, John chapter number 10, and then we're going to look at a verse in Hebrews chapter 13, and then 1 Peter chapter number 5, and we'll get to the message. But listen, I've got need your attention just for a second. I've got one more bus child that rides our buses to church that wants to go on the youth trip to the youth rally in North Carolina this weekend. Already got it approved, got the parents' approval, signature. There's room on the bus, so everything worked out. We just need a sponsor to pay the kids' way. It's $50. Brother Jason's got that. Now I need somebody to get her some eating money while she's there. Got it covered. Got it, man. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, won't it be something if you invest a little bit right there, and she goes, I don't know, she may be saved, but wouldn't it be something if she goes up there and gets saved or just really gets on fire for God? You'll have a part in that, amen? Miss Donna Massey, where are you? Okay, she's probably in children's church. Please see Donna. She needs to know today so she can let this parent know. So, Brother Jason, Brother Stacy, y'all just hook up with Miss Donna after church, all right? So don't forget about that. All right, Psalms chapter number 23 this morning. We're going to look at one verse of Scripture, and that's verse number 1, where David said, the Lord is my, say it with me, shepherd, I shall not want. How many of you can quote that verse? Raise your hand. Just about everybody in the building. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I have heard several preachers say that oftentimes in the Bible, the Lord likens himself to a shepherd and us to sheep. No, David is not likening the Lord to a shepherd. He said he is my shepherd. Amen. The Bible doesn't say he's like a shepherd. Over and over and over, the Bible says he is a shepherd. Amen. John chapter number 10, if you've got it in your Bible, look at it right quick. John chapter number 10 and verse number 11. John chapter 10 and verse number 11. Here's what the Lord said of himself. He said, I am the good shepherd. And the good shepherd giveth his life for his sheep. Amen. By the Lord's own admission, he is saying, I am your shepherd. If you're saved and you know Christ is your Savior, he's telling you that he is not only your Savior, he's not only your Lord, he's not only your King, but he is your shepherd.
Amen.
Amen. And I like the term that the Lord gives himself. He said he's a good shepherd. Listen to me carefully. Whether you're saved or not, did you know you have a shepherd? Amen. Somebody is leading you. Let me just stop right there and say, not all shepherds are good. Amen. The shepherd that led me around before when I was lost and on my way to a devil's hell, Brother Freddie, he wasn't a good shepherd. The good shepherd won't lead you into sin. The good shepherd won't lead you into adultery. The good shepherd won't lead you into the bar room. I said the good shepherd won't lead you to cheat on your spouse. The good shepherd won't lead you away from the house of God. But the good shepherd will lead you to the things of God. Hallelujah. He is a good shepherd. Amen. He won't lead you to strap bombs to yourself and blow people up either. Just thought I'd throw that in there. Amen. He's a good shepherd. What are you saying? I'm saying you can count on him. You can trust in him. He won't harm you. He won't lead you in a bad way. Amen. Some of you come in this morning, your lives are in a mess. Your lives are upside down. And you wonder, how in the world did I get here? Somebody led you. The Lord said in the Lord's Prayer to his disciples, he was giving them a model to go by, not a prayer that you have to pray verbatim every time, but he's saying pray like this. He said, Lord, lead us not into temptation. But there is one, the Bible said, his very name is the Temptor. The devil's job this morning is to lead you into temptation. You're on this freeway called life, man, and you're trying to get from here to heaven. That's your final destination. But he's got billboards along the way. He's saying, come this way. Get off right here. Check this out. Try this. Amen. And he makes it look like the world's having such a wonderful time, and they're so happy, and they've got it made, and you feel oppressed as a Christian. No, you're not oppressed. You're just blessed. Amen. If you're not living in a life of immorality and a life of sin, it's because you've got a good shepherd and he's leading you away from destruction. Amen. How many of you's lives are better because of him? Woo! Amen. I believe my daughter is at home deathly sick this morning, and the babies are sick. My wife's there taking care of them so Brother Todd could come to church this morning. So my wife's not here this morning, but trust me, we're together. You know what my best friend said? He was my best man at my wedding. My best man at my wedding. My bachelor's party. Now listen, this was right before I got saved, so forgive me. My bachelor's party. We were having a typical bachelor's party. My best friend, after everybody had gone, it was just me and him. He spent the night with me that night. We were sitting on the couch after everything calmed down. I said, what do you think? What do you think? He said, you want me to be honest? I said, be honest. He said, you won't make it 6 months. He said, you're too wild. You're too crazy. He said, you like to chase women too much. He said, you won't make it 6 months. I'm glad he was wrong. I'm glad why he said you won't make it 6 months. I'm glad there was a shepherd coming down the road saying, wait a minute, I got this crook on the end of this stick. I'm fixing to catch that one by the neck and snatch him away from the tempter, and I'm going to lead him in the right way. Good God Almighty, somebody help me this morning. Aren't you glad that he rescued you? Woo! Goes right there. I'm not still married because I'm a good husband. Are you crazy? Neither are you, sir. I'm not married this morning, but happily, by the way. Happily married. Amen. I'm not happily married this morning because I'm a good man. I'm not a good man. The Bible said there's none good. No, I'll never get to this message this morning. No, not one. Ain't none of us worth shooting on our best day. But I have a good shepherd. Amen. And you know what I figured out, Brother Allen? All I got to do is follow Him. As long as I'll stay on His heels, I'm going to be all right. As long as I'll follow Him, my home's going to be okay. As long as I follow Him, my heart's going to be all right. As long as I follow Him, I ain't got to worry about no why. He is a good shepherd. Amen. Amen. Since I've been saved, trust me, I have sinned. I remember Jimmy Swaggart. And if he's your hero, that's fine with me. But when he got caught in the act of adultery, I remember it well. I used to love to watch him. Sorry. I loved to hear him sing, play the piano. Them old hands pop like that when he played. Woo! I liked it. Listen, when he got caught up in that, he stood in that pulpit, big old tears run down his face. He said, "I have sinned." I said, "Me too." Who hadn't? We all have. I not say that sin, but we all have sinned. Amen. We all fall short. But when we fall short, it's not because we're following Him. It's because we've been led astray. Amen. Amen. Some of you being tried. That's trying to lead you out of here right now. Some of you are being tempted to be led away from God now. Amen. You're at a crossroads. You're either going with this shepherd or that shepherd. Amen. Listen here. I don't think you go with this shepherd today and that shepherd tomorrow and this shepherd today and that shepherd the next day. You need to pick a shepherd and stick with him. Yes, sir. Amen. We okay? Yes, pick you a shepherd this morning. And if you're going to pick a shepherd, why not pick a good one? Yes. Amen. If you're in the shepherd picking business this morning, you're trying to make a... Johnny, one of my best friends, last Sunday morning, got right over here in that orchestra pit right there, whatever you want to call that spot, and picked him a shepherd. Yeah. Amen. You know what he told me? I don't want to embarrass him this morning. Here's what he said. Look me dead in my eyeballs. He said, "I just got to be sure." Yeah. Hallelujah. I'm glad he left knowing in his heart he's following the right one. Yeah. God knows we followed the wrong one long enough. Amen. I'm hooked up with one who can get me through. Yeah. Amen. He's a good shepherd. Look at Hebrews. Hebrews chapter number 13. Hebrews chapter number 13. Y'all all right this morning? Now, I'm just going to be honest with you. You need to get your frame of mind right, because I'm probably going to be here a while. Amen. I brung it. Brother, you sit and listen to the kind of preaching we've heard this week, it'll make you want to preach. Amen. Hebrews chapter number 13. I want you to look with me at verse number 20. Hebrews 13 and verse number 20. The Bible said, "Now the God of peace." Are y'all there? I want you to see it. He said, "Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus." Watch this. That, say the next word with me. That what? Great what? That great shepherd of the sheep through the blood of the everlasting covenant. Woo! In John chapter number 10, Jesus said He was a good shepherd, but in Hebrews, I believe Paul said He's not just a good shepherd, man. He's a great shepherd. Amen. Amen. Somebody said good, better, best. Never let it rest till your good is better and your better is best. He's not just a good shepherd. He's the best shepherd. Hallelujah. Amen. First Peter, just over a few pages. First Peter chapter number 5, and we'll get to the message. You said, "Good night. You ain't there yet." No, we just revving up a little bit. Amen. 1 Peter chapter number 5. I want you to look with me at verse number 4. The Bible said, "And when the what? Chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away." So we have here that the fact from Scripture, He's not just referred to as a shepherd. He is our shepherd. If you're saved this morning, He is our shepherd. He's a good shepherd. Amen. He'll never do you wrong. He's a great shepherd. And then the Bible said in 1 Peter chapter number 5 that He is the chief shepherd. What's that mean? That means He's the tall... No, I ain't going to use that term. He's the head of all the shepherds. Amen. You know, I'm referred to as an under-shepherd leading this flock of God. Amen. But I can't even say I'm a good shepherd. I sure can't say I'm a great shepherd, but I'm following the chief shepherd. Yes, amen. We use this illustration all the time when in our Christian school we had a parent get mad one day and call Brother Freddie. Brother Freddie was the principal and said and talked to Brother Freddie about a situation. He said, I need to talk to your boss. Who's over you? He said, that'd be Brother Eddie. He said, no, I need to talk to his boss. He said, that'd be God. Amen. I'd be the chief, man. Hallelujah. I'm glad he is a good shepherd. I'm glad he's a great shepherd. I'm glad he's the chief shepherd and he can handle the job. Yes, sir. Amen. Listen, 192 times the Bible talks about us as sheep. Please don't take offense. A sheep's a pretty dumb animal. A lot of animals, you can just turn them loose out in the wild and they'll be all right. Amen. But not a sheep. Amen. They need somebody to lead them. They need somebody to feed them and protect them. 192 times we're referred to as sheep. 164 times as lambs. And the shepherd is mentioned some 80 times in the Bible. Listen, let me give you a couple of thoughts about this, and we'll go to Waffle House or somewhere, okay? Listen, I want to look, first of all, at the name of our shepherd. The name of our shepherd. My shepherd has a name this morning. Watch what he said. He said, the Lord is my shepherd. Now, who's the shepherd? What's his name? Lord. That's Jehovah God. That's who he's talking about. The Lord is my shepherd. Amen. I'm glad he didn't say, Brother Freddie, a Lord is my shepherd. Oh, no. He said, the Lord is my shepherd. I mean, that's kind of like what Jesus said over in John chapter number 14 when he said, I am the way, the truth, the life. And you know what that means? That means he is the one and the only one. Amen. Amen. The name of our shepherd is Lord. He has many names. But that chief name there be Lord. Yes, bro. Jehovah. Jesus. Yes, bro. That's who he's talking about right here. And by the way, that does not translate Allah. Yeah. Amen. Amen. I know we're picking a fight every now and then, but this mess about to stir me up. Yeah. Amen. Oh, look, we've got to be careful we don't offend the dear Muslims. I don't give a rip if we offend them. They are offending me. What about my offense? What about my feeling? Hey, brother, when you're throwing off on my Savior, I get a little bit ill this morning. Why? Because he's my shepherd, bless God. And I'm loyal to him. I cannot stand this ecumenical movement going on in America. What are you talking about? Anything goes. Believe what you want to believe. As long as you believe, it'll be all right. No, it won't. Not according to this book right here, it won't. Amen? Anything with two heads, I always heard, was a monster.
Amen.
You all right? The devil has this world so very blinded as to who God is. You just say Jesus around a Muslim and they'll get fighting mad. You don't even have to say your religion's wrong, you're following the false religion and your Bible ain't right and blah, blah. You don't have to do none of that. All you got to do is just go, hey, Jesus. I mean, really? Why does that bother them so bad? I hear the name Allah and I don't go, ah. I'm not ready to attack somebody. Y'all all right? Something's wrong with that. Amen. His name is Jesus. And it's found some 6,823 times in just the Old Testament. He must be important. Amen. He must be important. This book is not just about him. It's by him. Amen. And one of these days I'm going to a book signing. Hallelujah. I'm going to get to meet the author. Amen. Amen. His name is Jesus. The Bible said we ought not to take his name in vain. We preached a series a while back on the Ten Commandments. We're a little loose in our society about the Lord. They joke about him on TV. You all right? Hey, that ain't something that just started. It's been going on since he was here. Amen. I remember when I was a kid, they had that, was it a movie or a play, that Jesus Christ Superstar? Jesus was a whoremonger and all this crazy stuff.
Yeah, come on, preacher. Tell us.
We got these gospel rap bands. By the way, there's no such thing.
Yeah,
let me say it again. There's no such thing. Jesus ain't a hoopty.
Right.
Y'all listen to me? Y'all better get a good grip. I mean, they come running in, JC in the house. Brother, I don't think God appreciates that. You have more respect for your doctor down here at the doctor's office than you do the Lord. You address him, Dr. So-and-so. Y'all all right? Some of y'all ain't, y'all looking a little squeamish. Well, we better get back where we reverence our shepherd's name. Did you know they say that in Bible times that common men were afraid to even say Jehovah or write it down because it was so holy? Wow. How about them apples? And we use it as slang language. Hit our finger with a hammer, Jesus Christ. That's wicked. Amen. There's something about that name. Amen. Y'all all right? That name, Lord, it expresses the personality of God. Amen? The name Shepherd, the Lord Shepherd. He is our Lord, but He's our Shepherd. That word Shepherd, Shepherd means to care for, to watch over. Amen? Aren't you glad He's watching over you? The Bible said the eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. Amen? The primary meaning of the word shepherd is to feed. The primary meaning of the word shepherd is to feed. Listen, I'm telling you this morning, you ain't got to look somewhere else. You ain't got to look somewhere else. We're trying to find religion that fits our lifestyle. No, we need to fix our lifestyle to suit Him. Amen. Listen, when you get saved, your appetite's supposed to change. Amen. Well, I want a church with a more of an upbeat. No, you want your old lifestyle with the words changed. Am I by myself? Amen. Our taste ought to change. It used to be Lynyrd Skynyrd. Well, I hate that boring music with no band. That "How Great Thou Art" stuff, that just really turns me off. You need to get saved. If that don't taste good to you, something's wrong with your taster. Amen. Amen. Listen, man, I grew up in a musical family. My daddy's a professional musician. He's in the Country Music Hall of Fame, friend. I got music in my blood. And before I got saved, I had an appreciation for any kind of music except rap. That is not music. It's noise. Boom, 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 boom. You ever pull up the red light and your whole car's going boom, 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 boom? Somebody making up rhymes about killing the popo. That ain't music. I'm on a roll this morning. Our appetite ought to change. Hey, you say, well, the Lord's not feeding me. Maybe you're already full of something else, friend. Amen. We come to church and we're slap full. We can't even digest the things of God because we've been feeding in the wrong pasture all week long. Amen. We ought to be developing a taste for this. That's familiar. I like that. Amen. Hey, it don't bother me when a preacher gets up and peels my hide off. You know what that is? That's broccoli, friend. You could have chased me all over the New Georgia community when I was a boy with a piece of boiled broccoli. To me, never mind. It's Sunday morning, CJ, I'd rather not. Several years ago, they came out with everybody eating them raw vegetables. Y'all know everybody got vegetable trays. We didn't ever have that when I was a kid. But they come out with vegetable trays. You got that ranch dip. And one day, just by chance, on a dare, somebody said, try that. I said, I hate broccoli. Oh, come on, try it. I hate broccoli. I ain't eating it. I thought, well, at least it ain't boiled. And I got to looking at it. I dipped that thing down that ranch. That's funny. That stuff used to taste like snot. This stuff used to be gross, man. What I used to not like, somehow, all of a sudden, hey, I matured a little bit. Amen. My taste buds went beyond Oscar Mayer.
Yeah.
My taste buds went beyond Reese Cup. My taste buds went beyond Dairy Queen.
Yes, bro.
Y'all all right?
Amen.
When we get saved, man, and we start following the right shepherd, our taste buds will change.
Yes,
y'all okay?
Amen,
His primary purpose is to feed us. The name shepherd expresses the purpose of God, but it expresses the work of God, what He does. Amen. It expresses the companionship or friend. That's what He is. He's not just your shepherd. He's not just following you around with a stick, knocking you in the head when you're out of line. And some people preach like that's what He is. But He's not. The Bible said there's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Amen. He's my Savior. He's my Lord. He's my shepherd. But in that relationship, He is my friend. The name of our shepherd. Y'all got a few minutes? I want to look at not only the name of our shepherd, but I want to look at the nature of our shepherd. The nature of our shepherd, who He is. The psalmist David said He is the Lord. I got a little ahead of myself a while ago, but we're just going to hit it again. That means He is a preeminent shepherd Lord. Amen. What do you say? There's none above Him. Amen. There is none above. The Lord said, I'm God, and there ain't no other. That's in the redneck version. Amen. He said, I am the Lord, and there is none beside me. Amen. You say, what's that make Allah? False. What's that make Buddha? Fake. Y'all all right? What's that make, what was his name, Joseph Smith or John Smith? Joseph Smith, the one who founded the Mormon church, what's that make him? An idiot?
Amen.
Amen. Y'all listen to me? He is the Lord.
Amen.
He is the Lord. Beside Him there is none other. And by the way, you're serving one. I'd rather just serve the one, wouldn't you? Amen. Somebody said, y'all are just so narrow-minded. It ain't me, friend. I wished it was another way. Because I live in a body of flesh. I wish I could just go hook up with the biker church. Get me some leather pants. Tattoo. And a big old hog. With eight hanging handlebars. And y'all all right? I ain't saying there's nothing wrong with Harley Davidson's. But something's wrong with it when that's your religion. You all right? He is the Lord this morning.
Amen.
Simple question. Is He your Lord?
Amen.
He is the preeminent Lord. You know what He said to Moses at the burning bush? He told Moses, he said, go down to Egypt and tell Pharaoh to let my people go. Moses said, who am I going to? The Bible is hilarious to me. I can just picture Moses. Okay. You want me to go down to Egypt and tell them a bush told me? A bush that was on fire and wasn't burning up. You want me to go down there and tell them that bush told me? You better let them folks go. He said, they're going to think I've been on the crack pipe. He said, who do I tell them sent me? Here's what he said. You just tell them I am that I am. That's too deep to even go there right now. What he was saying, whatever falls under that, it's me. Amen. I am the one. He is the preeminent shepherd Lord this morning. I like this. I see he said the Lord is my shepherd. He is the present shepherd Lord. Amen. The Lord is. I'm glad he didn't say was. Amen. The Lord is. Hey, you know what he's trying to tell us there? He is, He was, and He will be. Hallelujah. From here on out, the Lord is my shepherd. Right now. Present tense. Oh, He's going to be my shepherd when I get to heaven. He's my shepherd now. Amen. Somebody said, when we all get to heaven, we'll sing and shout the victory. Now I'm going to sing and shout it right now because He's my shepherd right now. Amen. Y'all all right this morning? He's a present shepherd. That lets us know that He is eternally present. With God, there's no past, no present, no future. He's just always present. Hey, even when He's silent. There have been times in my life I didn't know where God was. I couldn't have found Him with the FBI and a flashlight. I didn't know where God was at. But He knew right where I was. He's always got His eye on His sheep. Y'all okay? The nature of the shepherd. He's preeminent and He's present. Amen? But I like this. Not only is He a preeminent shepherd and a present shepherd, but He said the Lord is, say the next word. He's a personal shepherd. Hey man, He is a personal shepherd. Hey, you may say, Barack Obama is my president. No, He's our president. You say, well, He's my president, bless God. Give Him a call. If you'll get Him on the phone, I'll stop preaching right now. Just call Him up. Call Him up and say, what's up? This is so-and-so. He don't know who you are. Don't believe He cares. He's our president.
Yes, brother.
Jesus is our Savior.
Yeah.
But He's my,
yeah.
He's my shepherd this morning.
Yeah.
Amen. He's our Lord. He's our King. Amen. He's our Redeemer. But He's my shepherd.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. That is personal.
Yes, sir.
I have contact with Him.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm glad I don't have to say, hey, have you got any pull with so-and-so? Would you talk to him for me?
Yeah, bro.
I can do it myself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Amen. Bro, that's a great shepherd.
Amen.
Amen. That's a great shepherd. He is a personal shepherd. In the 23rd Psalms, there are 10 personal pronouns regarding the shepherd, 15 regarding the sheep.
Yeah.
Wow. He's a personal God. He's my God. I remember when He wasn't, Brother Robbie.
Yes, sir.
I'm not, some of y'all, Brother Freddie, the first, I believe his testimony is the first time he heard the gospel, he got saved. Is that right? I wish I could say that.
Yeah.
I wish I could say that, Brother Tommy, but I can't. I had heard the gospel literally thousands of times before I got saved. I knew about Him. I knew He was a shepherd. I knew He was a good shepherd. I believed He was a great shepherd. But I'd never met Him. I was not in His pasture. I was not a sheep of His fold. I was following that other shepherd. But I'm glad on New Year's Eve, January the 1st, 26 years ago, He became my shepherd. Amen. I received the spirit of adoption whereby we cry, Abba, Father. I sang about that last night, and I know this is stupid, but I just thought how funny that Abba Father was so close to Baha. Amen. He became my shepherd. He wasn't just somebody I heard sung about. He wasn't just somebody I heard preached about. Amen. It got personal with me. I know He's real because I feel His hands all over me. Amen. I got goosebumps on my neck that big around this morning just because I feel His presence and His power. I prayed before I come out of my office this morning. I said, Lord, I want to brag on You this morning and I want to lift You up. But Lord, this pollen is killing me and my throat is raw. And Lord, I don't even know if I can get a word out. And I believe sitting right here while they were singing a while ago, He said, I got your back, son. Amen. He said, just open your mouth. Let her rip. You just open it up and I'll speak through you.
Yes,
woo! When I can't, He can.
Yes,
I may have a fit before this gets done. Amen. Brother Freddie asked me this morning, said, how you doing? I said, I ain't.
Amen,
I got a shepherd who is.
Yeah.
One Sunday morning, sitting right over there in the service, my Uncle Ralph, Aunt Lily's husband, Brother Jack Patterson just happened to be here. My Uncle Ralph fell out in the pew, just passed out. I can't remember what it was, whether it was a stroke. I can't remember what happened. They had to come call an ambulance, come haul him out of the service. Brother Jack didn't say a word, Brother Freddie. He just got up here and started singing, "Everything's all right in my Father's house." Can I just tell you, everything's all right in the Father's house this morning, even when it seems like it's dull and it's dreary and it's mundane and we're hung up in a rut and we don't know which way to go. Hey, just hang on. The shepherd's coming by. Hallelujah. Thank God. He is a preeminent shepherd. He is a present shepherd. He is a personal shepherd. Amen. He has a personal relationship to each and every one of His sheep. Lastly, and I'm done, not only is He a personal shepherd, but He's a providential shepherd. He said, "The Lord is my shepherd." This last portion of this verse, I used to struggle with. "I shall not want." I'm a very covetous person. I passed a Harley Davidson sitting on the side of the road yesterday for sale, out on visitation. You had a white one. Everybody in here seen that? Yeah, I saw it. I'll be preaching on lust tonight. You should be sure and be here. I left here to go on visitation. I had to go back toward Dallas. And I done hit my blinker. I was going in there to check that thing out. And the shepherd said, "You don't need that." Amen. Not even that I don't want you to have it. I only want you to stop. There ain't no harm in looking. That's what I thought. I just want to see it. I'm talking about the Lord. Now listen, I'm not against it. I promise you. I'll ride it in a heartbeat. But for me right then yesterday, my shepherd was helping me. He said, "I don't even want you thinking about it." He said, "If you stop and look at it, you're going to think about it all day long. Cut the blinker off. Get back in the gas. You're right, Lord, you're right. I'm supposed to be thinking about a bus kid's mom and daddy right now, not no Harley Davidson." Y'all all right? He's a providential shepherd. He said, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want." I'm always. My wife says she ain't never worried about me running off of no woman unless she comes in dressed in chrome. Amen. I love old cars and motorcycles, man. I do. I can't help it. And boy, I get to seeing those things and I start coveting and I start lusting. And I'm thinking, if the Lord is my shepherd, why come I'm wanting all the time? Because I'm not following my shepherd. If I'll stay where I'm supposed to be with Him, I'll be content. There are missionaries. Do you understand me? There are missionaries on the mission field. Compared to your style of living, comparing them to you, you're a billionaire. You live in a mansion. And you eat exquisite cuisine every meal compared to their lifestyle. They live in a hut. I know missionaries in Alaska. You wouldn't believe how they live. And they're happy. In most cases, happier than you and I. Why? Because the Lord's their shepherd. They're content with what He's feeding. They're content with what He's supplying. Amen? In Genesis 22, Abraham and Isaac, that famous scene of them going up that mountain. Y'all remember? After they came back down, Abraham called that place. Anybody remember what it was? Jehovah Jireh. Then he gives the definition. "In the mount of the Lord, it shall be seen." In other words, here's what he's saying. The Lord will provide. He told his son, he was content with it beforehand, remember? He told his son, the Lord will provide himself a lamb. Y'all all right? He's a providential shepherd. He provides compassion when I need compassion. Like that song, that field of grace. Sometimes I need compassion. I do. Now, he also provides correction. But sometimes more than correction, I need compassion. And by the way, I don't know how it is in your life. I get twice as much compassion as I do correction. Y'all all right? So do you. You'd be dead and in the grave. Because he shows you compassion. The Bible said he knoweth our frame and he remembereth that we are but dust. We can put the suit on. We can get the tie, like Brother Jenkins said, tied just right with a little dimple right there. We can put the look on. We know how to do it. We can tuck that King James Bible under our arm, put that fake smile on our face. He knows where we're at. Amen. He knows when we're hurting. Was he compassionate for us on Tuesday? Miss Peggy, wasn't he compassionate? That was so sweet. That was so sweet. It was precious. There we are with a body laying in front of us, a corpse, a hole where somebody used to live, but they done moved on. House is still there, but she's gone. A loved one. But there was something so sweet in that place. You know what it was? It was the compassionate, loving arms of God saying, come here, babies. Just let me hold you for a little while. Amen. He provides compassion. He provides companionship. Amen. He's a good companion. You ever just spent the day and hung out with him? You ever done that? I mean, just, Lord, today I'm gonna cut the phone off. I'll check it later this afternoon if there's an emergency. Somebody knows how to find me. I'm just going to cut the phone off today. Lord, can I just hang out with you today? He'll say, I was hoping you'd ask. Amen. He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. He said, lo, I'm with you always, even on the end of the earth. He's a good companion. Wow. He provides companionship, compassion, commodities, the things we need. Amen. I've got clothes on my back. I love that song Sister Janice and them sing. There's food on my table. There's shoes on my feet. There's a roof up above me. I've got a place to sleep. Amen. He does provide. Sometimes my flesh gets to thinking it ain't enough. But then when I get real honest and start looking around, I don't deserve a third of it. A quarter of it. He's went way beyond his promise. He's went way beyond his promise. Amen. Clothing and food, shelter. He's provided those three things. You know what? I could say God had provided his promise if I had a pup tent. Some ragged clothes and a can of pinto beans. Okay? But in my case and in most of yours, he's went way beyond that in his provision for you. In other countries, we are wealthy people. Do you know why? And I'm done. Brother Todd, be thinking about the invitation. When you go, if you've ever traveled out of this country, if you go to Mexico and they see you're an American, they're looking for you. And they will flog you. Little children will follow you around everywhere you go with little chewing gum in their hand going, chiclet, 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 trying to sell you gum, little necklaces that they made. You go to any of these foreign countries, they come straight to you begging. You know why? They think you're rich. Because to them, you are. And compared to them, you are. I know we're in a recession, but we're even in our bad state, we're doing better than most. In Jamaica, you're either wealthy or poverty. Ain't no in the middle like there is here. Most of us are in the middle. We okay?
We need to stop complaining quite so much and come to the point where we realize, hey, I am doing all right. I wish all of you could go on this mission trip to Thailand. I bet you'll come home and kiss the ground. Brother Greg, have we got it better than they do over in the Middle East? Is it better here, brother? We got it made. Brother Greg served his country all over this world. Have you been anywhere better than here? I'm telling you, man. He's a providential shepherd. Amen. He provides comfort. We experienced that in the funeral, didn't we? He provides courage. Sometimes this life can cause fear to come on your heart. And He can give you courage. The Bible said the righteous are as bold as a lion. What are you afraid of? Do you need some courage? Why don't you come to the shepherd? Let's stand to our feet this morning. He is my Lord, but my Lord is my shepherd. Before Brother Todd sings this morning, let me ask you a quick question. Is He your shepherd? Are you following the right one this morning? Now listen, you might be like me. I knew about Him. Heard about Him all my life, but I didn't know Him. I wonder, do you have a personal relationship with the shepherd? Do you know Christ as your Savior? If you died today, would heaven be your home? You've got that 100% settled in your heart. If we could, let's just bow our heads this morning. Nobody looking around. Brother Eddie, I finally to the place where I'm settled in my heart that He is my shepherd. If I died right now, Brother Eddie, I just want you to know I'll see you in heaven. How about it? Can you raise your hand? Say, yes, sir. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. I wonder if there's one here today. I said, preacher, to be honest with you, I don't know. I don't know if I died right now, if I'd be in heaven or hell. I don't want to die and go to hell. If I could really get this settled in my heart, I'd like to do that. Please pray for me. God bless you, sis. Anybody else? Preacher, pray for me. I need to make Him my shepherd. I know I do. Please remember me in prayer. Anybody else? Now listen to me carefully. There's some of you here this morning that I know personally. And I know without a doubt, He's your Lord. You've trusted Him as your Savior. But you're not following Him as your shepherd. You're being led astray. Some by sin. Some by circumstance. Preacher, pray for me that I'd get back behind my shepherd. That I'd follow Him again. Hands going up all over the place. Thank you so much. I've tried my best this morning to remind you, some of you that you already know, I've just tried to remind you what a good shepherd you have. What an honor it is and a blessing it is to follow Him. Let's pray together. Father, as we come to You this morning, in Jesus' name, Lord God, we thank You, Father, for a good day. Thank You for our people today. But Lord, most of all, thank You for being my shepherd. You've been so good to me. Lord, I don't know why, like the old song said, we're prone to wonder. Lord, I feel it, prone to leave the God I love. Lord, I don't know how it is the devil tricks our minds into thinking the grass is greener when we know better. He leads us right out there to where the wolves are. No sooner do we walk away, we're under attack. God, help us this morning to stay in the right pasture. Lord, to follow You as our shepherd. Lord, there's some here who may not know this morning whether You're their shepherd or not. Father, I pray You'd help them. Don't let anybody leave today lost. God, just have Your way. Lord, most of all, get honor and glory. We'll thank You for what You do, for it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.